We turn now to a pursuit indoors. The piano, played usually inside, is a familiar sound, but even Beethoven probably couldn't have dreamed that a single piano could sound like this. It takes 10 people standing around a piano to make this sound. They need fishing line, popsicle sticks, tongue depressors, and rubber plumbing tape. Muni Kulasinghe is one of those people, and he says when you play it, it looks like a team of surgeons performing an operation.
And here it is just exposed, it's like the guts, and then we're beating on it. I guess you could say it's a very visceral sort of experience to play it and to watch it being played.
The inventor of this group approach to playing the piano is Stephen Scott.
The primary sound is produced by a bow made of nylon fish line, which is rosined. And that's just threaded under the string and then drawn across it. There's another kind of bow, which is a stick of wood which has horsehair affixed to it, and that's rubbed against the string to make a very short percussive sound.
Stephen Scott has a name for a piano when it's played this way. He calls it a bowed piano. For the past 30 years, he's been exploring, obsessing over, and creating music. Music like this piece, Vikings of the Sunrise. Vikings of the Sunrise and a new world premiere by Stephen Scott are featured this week as part of the American Composers Festival in Orange County, California. To see Scott's band of 10 musicians playing the bowed piano and other musical surprises, go to our music website at npr.org/music. Thank you.